greatest retail store, standing on the selfsame spot where his former store had stood, which was then but a ruined mass of smoking timbers. That store became a reality. Fortunate is the young man or young woman who learns, early in life, to use imagination, and doubly so in this age of greater opportunity. Imagination is a faculty of the mind which can be cultivated, developed, extended, and broadened by use. If this were not true, this course on the 15 Laws of Success never would have been created, because it was first conceived in the author's imagination, from the mere seed of an idea which was sown by a chance remark of the late Andrew Carnegie. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you may be following as an occupation, there is room for you to make yourself more useful, and in that manner, more productive, by developing and using your imagination. Success in this world is always a matter of individual effort. Yet you will only be deceiving yourself if you believe that you can succeed without the cooperation of other people. Success is a matter of individual effort only to the extent that each person must decide, in his or her own mind, what is wanted. This involves the use of imagination. From this point on, achieving success is a matter of skillfully and tactfully inducing others to cooperate. Before you can secure cooperation from others, nay, before you have the right to ask for or expect cooperation from other people, you must first show a willingness to cooperate with them. For this reason, the eighth lesson of this course, the habit of doing more than paid for, is one which should have your serious and thoughtful attention. The law upon which this lesson is based would, of itself, practically ensure success to all who practice it in all they do. The purpose of the Law of Success course is to enable you to find out how you may become more capable in your chosen field of work. To this end, you will be analyzed and all of your qualities classified, so you may organize them and make the best possible use of them. You may not like the work in which you are now engaged. There are two ways of getting out of that work. One way is to take but little interest in what you are doing, aiming merely to do enough with which to get by. Very soon you will find a way out, because the demand for your services will cease. The other and better way is to make yourself so useful and efficient in what you are now doing that you will attract the favorable attention of those who have the power to promote you into more responsible work that is more to your liking. It is your privilege to take your choice as to which way you will proceed. Again, you are reminded of the importance of Lesson 9 of this course, through the aid of which you may avail yourself of this better way of promoting yourself. Thousands of people walked over the great Calumet copper mine without discovering it. Just one lone man used his imagination, dug down into the earth a few feet, investigated, and discovered the richest copper deposit on earth. You and every other person walk, at one time or another, over your Calumet mine. Discovery is a matter of investigation and use of imagination. This course on the 15 Laws of Success may lead the way to your Calumet, and you may be surprised when you discover that you are standing right over this rich mine in the work in which you are now engaged. In his lecture on Acres of Diamonds, Russell Conwell tells us that we need not seek opportunity in the distance, that we may find it right where we stand. This is a truth well worth remembering. Napoleon Hill, author of The Law of Success. The author's acknowledgement of help rendered him in the writing of this course. This course is the result of careful analysis of the life work of over 100 men and women who have achieved unusual success in their respective callings. The author of the course has been more than 20 years in gathering, classifying, testing, and organizing the 15 laws upon which the course is based. In his labor, he has received valuable assistance either in person or by studying the life work of the following men: Henry Ford, Thomas A. Edison, Harvey S. Firestone, John D. Rockefeller, Charles M. Schwab, Woodrow Wilson, Darwin P. Kingsley, William Wrigley Jr., A. D. Lasker, E. A. Filene, James J. Hill, Edward Bach, Cyrus H. K. Curtis, George W. Perkins, Henry L. Doherty, George S. Parker, Dr. C. O. Henry, General Rufus A. Ayers,